Coming to you live from the heart of forgotten America, where truth still matters and accountability still means something. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, bankruptcy filings are on the rise in the United States, and some say it could be a harbinger of economic downturn coming soon. Number two, numerous articles published years ago linked former President Bill Clinton to the dead pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. One after another after another. None of those articles, strangely enough, mentioned Donald Trump. Weird, right? And number one, Jerry Nadler says impeachment proceedings are underway against President Trump, but others say that isn't the case. Weird. But Democrats say the president is creating a constitutional crisis, but the opposite may in fact be true. So are we in the front end of impeachment proceedings against the president of the United States? And if so, for what? If so, for what? Republicans and Nancy Pelosi say, no, we're not there yet. But Jerry Nadler says it's already begun. Now, that seems to fly in the face of the way the Constitution says this needs to happen. It seems a bit unusual. There's plenty of confusion now for the Democrats. Are they going to spend the rest of the fall pursuing impeachment, avoiding the southern border and the security issues there, ignoring infrastructure development and implementation that would impact most communities around this country? What are the Democrats doing with their majority as we head into the 2020 election year? Well, here's Gerald Nadler, the waddler telling folks that this is a formal impeachment hearing. Listen to it. It's bite number one. Go.
This is formal impeachment proceedings. We are investigating all the evidence. We're gathering the evidence. And we will, at the conclusion of this, hopefully by the end of the year, vote articles of impeachment to the House floor, or we won't. That's a decision that we'll have to make. But that's exactly the process we're in right now.
Doug Collins, however, the ranking Republican on that very same committee, said we can't be in impeachment proceedings. We've taken no vote. The only way to be in impeachment proceedings is to take a vote. That's the way it's done. Jerry wants to do what Jerry wants to do. So there you have it. Jerry Nadler driving the clown car. Meanwhile, in the clown car, because I want to go to you on this new report, this climate report that makes agribusiness the target. Agribusiness, that means farms. But the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change from the United Nations is targeting farmers and farms and says we have to stop the way we eat. No more, no bacon for you. No bacon, no burger, no meat for you. Yeah, so there's the problem with that. So meanwhile, back in the clown car, listen to what Bernie Sanders says about climate change. Then we're going to dig into this report a little bit. Bernie Sanders says climate change more dangerous than ISIS or Al-Qaeda or other terrorist organizations. Really? It is bite number five. Bite number five, go.
4 years ago, I came here to Iowa. And I was asked, what is the major national security issue we face? And people thought I'd say ISIS or Al-Qaeda, and those are big issues. The answer that I gave in terms of national security is climate change.
You know, the real question is, do they really believe that? Or is that just something you say in a stump speech to get people to stand up and cheer because you're woke and you're on it and you're ready to make a difference out there? Bernie, the angriest man in politics today. But this comes to us from The Hill. And the new climate report by the United Nations calls on a massive transition in land management and food consumption, putting the brunt of those changes primarily on the back of just one group of people, farmers. The report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change calls for overhauling land use and even our diets. That's right. A shift away from meat-heavy meals towards ones that incorporate plants, grains, and nuts. You know what? I'm going to be eating steak. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be eating steak. Several Democratic presidential candidates, like Cory Booker, vegan, have rolled out proposals that shine a spotlight on ag's role in fighting climate change. Now keep this in mind. There's Benjamin Holton, a professor and director of the University of California Davis John Muir Institute of the Environment, who said this, and I quote, "The message is clear that as much as agriculture disrupted the environment, it's probably the part of society most capable of solving the challenge." But then there's this stat. Try this on for size. Just 9% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, if you are concerned with climate change, actually come from farming and ranching. 9%. That according to the EPA. And despite that, the IPCC is challenging the farms to change what they're doing. Now, just listen to the way this is written. Because I love the way that writers try to slant the entire piece that they put out there and try to make it, they won't notice this. "That poses a challenge for U.S. farms, which vary in size from small family-run operations to large corporate ones. Some farms are dedicated to organic, sustainable practices, while others use pesticides and genetically modified seeds." You see what they're saying there? Some farms are dedicated to organic, sustainable practices. The rest are just pigs on the land. I mean, really? Farming is sustainable by nature, by definition. If farms weren't sustainable, if the big operations weren't sustainable, they wouldn't have a crop year after year. But the small organic farms are sustainable. It's completely biased reporting again. I mean, if I was a professor, I'd fail this in a journalism class. Articles like this, I would just take and I would mark them up. It would have so much red on it, it would look like roadkill. "Those differences influence farms' priorities to the extent to which each operation can reduce its carbon footprint." And here's something from the National Farmers Union, which I'm going to look up and find out who these clowns are. But Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union, one of the largest farmer advocacy groups. And here's what he said. "Farmers have known for a long time that shifting weather patterns and warmer average temperatures are making it more difficult to grow crops and raise livestock." Well, until this year, every farmer that I know from here to Iowa has been setting ever higher records of yield for corn, wheat, beans, sorghum, all of it. All new records year after year, producing more food on this planet than any year previously. Remember in the 1970s, it was these same clowns that told us we're going to be starving in 10 years. Famine will kill 250 million people each and every year. Has that ever happened? Let me go to the No. No, that didn't happen. It's more junk designed to scare you. We had a wet spring, and so a lot of farmers got in late. And the question they have now is, will it be long enough in the season for their corn to mature, for their beans to mature? Will the season be long enough to get them to the finish line? That's the only question left. With highs in the 80s for the next 2 weeks, they might just make it. We'll keep an eye on it. Nobody's quite sure, but with rain and heat, they can pull it off. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't Make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.